USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence weakened from a Category 4 down to a Category 2 storm late Wednesday night, but the massive storm is still considered extremely dangerous and life-threatening. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper on how other states are stepping up to the plate to help out their fellow Americans.
This has been wonderful to get help from states all over the country. I've been talking to fellow governors. They have been sending equipment, swift water rescue teams, personnel to help us. I was just at one of our staging areas yesterday and met with swift water rescue teams from New Jersey and Ohio and New York, and we are so grateful.
Today, the House Ways and Means Committee advanced legislation to cement the individual tax changes in President Trump's tax law. The committee passed the vote by a party-line vote of 21 to 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The Trump administration has invited Chinese officials to restart trade talks. This comes as Washington prepares to further escalate the U.S.-China trade war with tariffs on over $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Congressman Jeb Hensarling on the U.S.-China relationship.
Well, I think it's always good that both sides are talking to each other, but China is a very unique situation. I mean, they have been a serial violator of the WTO, and as a statist economy, through particularly non-tariff barriers to entry and through subsidy policies, it's just not the type of economy that lives with either the spirit or the letter of the law of the WTO.
A new survey says 72% of blue-collar workers and 76% of white-collar workers are optimistic about their future. Of those surveyed, about half of them also think it would be easy to find another job if they wanted to. The survey also found that blue and white-collar workers feel respected and are happy with their positions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Since 1992, New York has been trying to pass a universal health care bill. Now it has passed the state assembly five times, including the last 4 years in a row, but it has always died in the Republican-controlled state Senate. Now the New York Health Act is looking to replace health insurance with one state-run, tax-funded health plan for everyone. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to say why this is a bad idea in her opinion.
So the way the New York bill is written, that keeps getting passed in the assembly but stalls in the Senate, what happens is they are saying everyone's going to get health insurance, including your undocumented immigrants. So what's going to happen? You're going to have an influx of people coming to New York. It already is the heaviest tax state. Now all of a sudden you're going to more than double that.
Serial dine and dash dater Paul Gonzalez has been hit with new charges for his dating con, where he invites women out to an expensive dinner date, then sneaks away. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Gonzalez now faces 11 counts of extortion, 2 counts of attempted extortion, and 1 count of petty theft. From May 2016 to April 2018, he allegedly invited women out on expensive dinner dates where he ordered lobster tail and chocolate souffle. According to the women, he ate quickly, then excused himself and left. Gonzalez faces a maximum penalty of 16 years and 10 months if he's convicted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.